You're listening to Vatican Radio. On Saturday, January the 25th, Pope Francis will preside at Ecumenical Vespers in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls, with members of the many different Christian churches present here in Rome. The celebration marks the closing of the annual Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, which has been exploring the theme taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, Has Christ Been Divided? Throughout the week, clergy and congregations have been preaching and worshipping in different churches, attending conferences and discussions on the ecumenical dialogues, and praying for the Holy Spirit's guidance in the search for full visible unity amongst all Christ's followers. After a celebration of the word at Rome's Centro Pro Unione for Ecumenical Dialogue and Formation, I spoke with Reverend Mary Stiles, an assistant curate at All Saints Anglican Parish, to find out more about her work in healing people and communities.
Well, I was ordained deacon at Petertide 18 months ago, I guess it was, and priested about 6 months ago, Petertide again.
Tell us about the work that you do there at All Saints Church.
Well, I'm still working in a bit of a training capacity. So under the chaplain, Jonathan Boardman, I'm one of a team of clergy. So I'm doing the work of, I guess, a parish priest. I'm preaching and doing pastoral care, leading Bible studies, all of the sort of normal parish priest type things.
Your background is in medicine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite a step from medicine into the church. Tell us how that came about.
That was what I did as my first career, and certainly I have a real passion for healing in general. We came as a family to Rome about 13 years ago with the idea of going back only after 2 years and taking up life, and I would go back to my medical practice, but that didn't happen. We ended up, for various reasons, staying. And in that time that I was here, I felt the call of God to work in the church. And it was a bit of a process, but it's ended up in me being ordained. But I very much see my calling in healing. One of the frustrations towards the end of my medical career was that I was treating physical symptoms when I really needed to treat the whole person. And that was a real frustration as a medic, although I still loved medicine. And so this calling has been a fulfillment of that initial calling as in medicine, to bring people to the ultimate healing, to bring them to Jesus Christ, and to bring them to Jesus at the communion table.
You have a healing service, don't you, on a weekly basis at All Saints?
It's not weekly at the moment, it's monthly, but yes, we do. During the week, we have a very quiet Eucharistic service, which includes prayers for healing. So we lay hands on people and pray for them to be healed, anoint them with oil in the context of an ordinary Eucharist.
This image of healing is particularly relevant, isn't it, as we mark this week of prayer for Christian unity?
Yeah, and again, it's the essence of it is in a lot of the readings that we've been hearing this week are to do with hearing Christ's call and coming to Christ. And I think that must be the basis of our healing. We are all Christians and we're divided by all sorts of bits and pieces, but we stand under Christ's name. And I think that's maybe the key to how we might find ourselves healed. The other thing that is within that reading that we've been all concentrating on, the letter of Paul to the Corinthians, those first few verses, he thanks God for the gifts that God gives to the church. He doesn't thank God for the way we use them. And in a sense, the Corinthian church was struggling with disobedience and rowdiness, as well as we are still. They were divided, and we still are. And maybe if we do a little bit more with the gifts that God gives us to edify the other rather than keeping them for ourselves, again, I think that will bring a healing to the church.
Certainly the history of Corinth and the other Christian communities does show that we've always struggled with divisions and conflicts. How hopeful are you at this time, in a sense, of really coming closer together and really beginning to share more closely, even around the altar, even around the Eucharistic table?
Well, I'm only a mere parish priest, and so I kind of deal more with grassroots than any of the high-powered stuff. And I've just come from this morning having a Bible study with a group of women who are from so many different denominations, Roman Catholics, Anglicans, Baptists. There's a couple of people who are not sure what they believe at the moment, an Orthodox Christian, a Coptic Christian. And we have sat around the table studying the Bible together. And actually, even this morning, we're understanding that actually the Holy Spirit is given to us all. We are called to come to Christ. And that's what unifies us. And gathering around a table with a group of women, all agreeing on that, is for me the greatest sign of hope that we can do that.
My thanks there to Reverend Mary Stiles, Assistant Curate at All Saints Anglican Church in Rome.